欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。说起老奶奶，通常呢，你的眼前会浮现怎么样的画面呢？是不是白发苍苍，拄着拐杖，然后走路得有人扶呢？我们说扶老奶奶过马路。但是今天呢，我们要介绍的这个人，他的故事呢，会彻底颠覆我们传统意义上的老奶奶。他的名字叫做 Phyllis Suess， 他今年已经90岁了。他在50岁的时候呢，创立了自己的时尚品牌。70岁的时候呢，成为了一位 musician， 一位音乐家，然后那个时候还开始学意大利语，学法语，然后80岁的时候呢开始跳 tango， 然后还有跳伞，85岁还要上瑜伽课。虽然这位老奶奶看起来呢可能会比较老，毕竟已经90岁了，但是呢她整个人的状态以及心情还有整个心智呢都是非常充满活力的。我们很多人说，哎呀，我年龄太大了，我是不是不能学这个，或者说我老没时间，你猜她怎么说的？So, if you think you're old, think again. 如果你觉得你老了，那你就再好好想一想吧。今天呢，我们就来听一下 Phyllis Suess 的故事。从他的故事当中呢，你可以完全体会到他对很多事情，对自己爱好当中的发自内心的那种热爱，以及他认真去体验、去感受的一种状态。我想，正是在这种活在当下的状态，才能激发人就是最内心的一种活力。现在呢，我们就来完整听一下她的故事。
This amazing woman talked about starting her own fashion label at 50, becoming a musician and learning Italian and French in her 70s, taking tango and trapeze at 80 and walking to her first yoga class at 85. So if you think you're old, think again, she said. What inspires me is the process of learning. I have a few thoughts about jumping out of plane.Am I nervous? Am I frightened? Anxiety? Yes, but once I'm flying, I'll let go. At 85, it was the same with trapeze. Jumping from the platform was one thing, but flying was a piece of cake. On the trapeze, I was weightless and selfless. Tango dancing is a fantastic exercise, as it's physical and emotional. It's the only time when I turn off my mind and just dance. So I'm in the moment.To look effortless in dance is sheer beauty. That's my desire. I'm still performing as it keeps my body in tune, it's good for my memory, and it makes my life a joy. Yoga gives you a life you didn't have yesterday. It's a wake-up call to every cell in your body. Every muscle sits up and pays attention. I live to do yoga, and I do it to live. Do every pose as good as you can, and then do it a little better.I have arthritis in my spine, but I can do a full back bend, handstand, and splits.